Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. So to begin, in what year were you born in? I'm sorry, what was that? We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. So to begin, what is your year of birth?
2005, cool.
So what is the highest level of schooling that you may have completed or the highest degree that you may have received?
High school diploma.
All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? Would you say like white, black, or African American, or et cetera?
White.
Okay. So are you registered to vote, or are you not registered to vote?
I did register. Something was supposed to be sent to my house, but I'm at college, so I think I am. I don't know how the process works, but I hope I am.
Oh, all right. So when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with, like, the way it's heading now?
I guess I'd say somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied? All right.
Right,
how would you...
Yeah.
All right, cool. So how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. All right. So that would be good. Okay, cool. So below there's a list of issues. Which of the two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? So there's homelessness, corruption in city government, gun violence, jobs in the economy, public school funding, public transportation, healthcare, crime and public safety, the cost of housing and rent, city services like trash pickup, inflation and the cost of living, and the opioid and fentanyl crisis.
You said three, right? Three.
Yes, two or three, however many you would like.
Oh, three. Okay, housing, I guess, is the one, housing prices, right?
All right, yeah, the cost of housing, the cost of housing and rent.
And then trash? Trash is another
one. Yes, city services, like trash pickup.
Awesome, thank you. That should be the two, I guess.
All right, cool. So now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means, like, very warm feelings and very, very favorable feelings towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, so it's neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. So you may use any number from 0 to 10, and depending on how you feel, if you don't know, or if you've never heard of the people and or groups, if you could please indicate so. So the first one is right. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
5,
all right. Governor Josh Shapiro.
4.
The Philadelphia Police Department.
6.
The Philadelphia City Council.
6.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
Hey, guys. Good, how are you? I'm sorry, what was that?
The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
4.
4, all right. SEPTA.
7.
Okay. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
6.
Council Member Kenyatta Johnson.
6.
District Attorney Larry Krasner.
5.
Your local police officers.
6. Hi, how are you?
All right.
I'm good. Have a good day.
So generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Is this, I'm neutral on that. I don't really know what she's up to.
All right, so since neutral kind of isn't an option here, would you say that you somewhat approve, you somewhat disapprove, you strongly disapprove, or you strongly approve?
I'll go with somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right. So do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. And now in this one, there isn't either. Agree or disagree. There is neutral.
I'm neutral.
All right. Perfect. So here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. After each one, if you could please rate on a scale of, again, 0 to 10, your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you're neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, and 0 means that you're, wait, I'm sorry, I think I read it wrong. Well, 10 is highly satisfied, then 5 is neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, and 0 is highly dissatisfied.
Gotcha.
So, and you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is the conditions of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
Ooh, two. Hey, Hobbit.
The condition of roads and infrastructure.
Roads and infrastructure, ooh, 4?
The availability of good-paying jobs.
Ooh, 4.
Public safety.
3.
The quality of education and public schools.
2.
The cost of rent.
1.
Access to affordable housing.
Ooh, 2.
Access to public transportation.
6.
6, all right. So, in your opinion, are the economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or do you think they're getting worse compared to last year?
Probably about the same.
Okay. Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, they're falling behind the cost of living, or do you think they're rising up to the point where you can really get ahead?
Well, I don't have a job, but they're probably overall a little behind.
All right. So below is the list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. So if you could please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that you that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. So the options go paying down debt, education, personal care, recreation and entertainment, child care, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, groceries, rent, gas, public transportation, health care, including prescription drugs.
I'm sorry, I'm picking 2 for these again?
Yes, you can take 2 or 3.
Okay, I'll go with debt and personal care. Was that one again? Like health?
All right. So you said health care, personal care, and paying down debt, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So think about your neighborhood. How concerned are you about violent crime? Are you, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not that concerned.
Okay. How often do you see a crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say, like, every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or, like, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
Okay. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or just the right amount on the police department?
Just the right amount.
Okay. So now I'm going to read you a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, if you could please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it.
All right.
The first one is declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Sorry, what were the options again for this?
All right, so options are, this will make you feel, like, much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer.
I'll go with a little bit safer. Or no, not at all safer.
Okay. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Somewhat safer.
Close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
What's the second to last one?
Second to last is a little bit safer. Yeah.
I'll go a little bit safer.
Okay. Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Ooh. Wait, is it slightly and then somewhat safer? Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's much safer, which is like the top one. Then there's somewhat safer, a little bit safer, and not at all safer.
I'll go with somewhat safer.
Okay. Expand the use of public security, of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
A lot safer.
Begin sending residents suffering from drug addictions and mental illnesses to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
A lot safer.
In a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently?
Nothing.
Okay.
I can try to come up with something if you want me to, but I don't.
Well, if you would like, you can come up with something like short. It can be brief.
I don't really know too much about what's going on there, so.
All right, no worries.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
No worries about that. Okay, so because. About her. All right. So stuff. Okay. Okay, perfect. So as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. If you could please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. And again, you can select three items if you would like. So the options go get guns off the streets, support more affordable housing, improve public transportation, hire more police officers, reduce juvenile crime, tackle the opioid crisis, foster small businesses and local jobs, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, invest in community development, improve our schools and education, remove homelessness encampments, or improve the city's infrastructure.
Education, and fostering small businesses.
All right, perfect. So now I'm going to read you kind of a short list of policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city's budget. And after each one, if you could please indicate from a scale of 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where a 10 means that you strongly support a policy, a 5 means that you're neutral, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. And again, select your number from 0 to 10. So the first one is invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
Six.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Seven.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
Five.
Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
Seven.
Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
Eight.
Invest $119 million in new fundings for our city's public schools.
Ten.
Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
Eight.
Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illnesses.
Seven.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
Seven.
All right. So as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. So based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work-from-home for city employees and requiring them to be back in office full-time?
Support.
Would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. So based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
Support.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
What's the one under somewhere? Like slightly?
Oh, right. So the full options are you either strongly support, you somewhat support, you neither support nor oppose, you somewhat oppose, or you strongly oppose.
Neither.
All right, I'm sorry about that. So neither.
So,
all right, so as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools. So which would you keep? So which would keep public schools open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer? So the plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. So based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
Did you say end or start that? I'm sorry.
Yes, end. Like, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
Opposed. Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. All right.
Yep.
So how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news or current events in the past year?
Would you once say a like, week.
Oh, once a week? All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
All right. So even though you might be Independent, do you tend to lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Live with a family member.
All right. Which of the following best describes how you think of yourself? Would you say heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual or straight.
All right. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
No.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote back then?
I was not able to vote.
All right. It was because you were not eligible, right? Like too young or not registered?
Yeah.
All right. So below are some potential news sources. So if you could please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. And the options are like Fox News, CNN, Facebook, YouTube, New York Times, Washington Post, X or before known as Twitter, Philadelphia Inquirer, TikTok, local news stations, Power 99, Philadelphia Daily News, or like NPR slash W, I think it's HY, like YY.
Mm-hmm. I guess Instagram, not Twitter. YouTube, you said, was one, right?
Yes, YouTube is one as well.
YouTube, and you didn't say, like, because I get my mail on, like, email.
All right.
But it's not from any of the...
Oh, but I can put email down as well, no worries. So okay. You said YouTube, Instagram, and email, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say it was maybe like less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,999, or do you want me to go higher?
Yeah.
All right, so would you say like $55,000?
I'm sorry, do I have to answer this question or I lobbed
that? This one is, like, you kind of do have to answer it. But you can always ballpark it. It's not like necessarily that you know it. So again, there's like 65,000 to 74,900. Well, 74,999, 75,000 to 84,999, 85,000 to 99,999, 100,000.
I'm sorry. As far as I know, we do have to skip up a little while, and I don't want you to have to keep on going by five. I think I'll ballpark it. Can I ballpark for you right now? Is that all
right? Yeah, of course. No worries.
I think, like, I'm going to say, like, 210,000 is probably a good ballpark.
All right, perfect. So that is an option. So perfect. Well, this will conclude our survey, right. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Of course.
All right, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, too.